The next patient is Dale Shields. The last name is S-H-I-E-L-D-S. First name Dale, D like in Delta, A-L-E. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that was recently admitted to a hospital with a perineal abscess. The patient was taken to surgery. Incision and drainage was done after he had received at least 5 days of antibiotics. Period. The patient was discharged home with home health, and apparently they missed the packing that was in the abscess area, and the patient had continued to bleed. One of the nurses pulled out the packing, and the patient started to heal, and he's feeling much better. During the hospital stay, the patient remained with a stable kidney function, following number. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The serum creatinine is 2, and the estimated GFR is 34 mL per minute. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number, the patient has a history of proteinuria. However, the proteinuria is less than 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been always under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. The patient hasn't had any gout attacks in a long period of time. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is managed by the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar. Sankar is S-A-N-K-A-R. Following number, osteoarthritis. The patient is encouraged to stay away from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Following number, COPD without exacerbation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the hospitalization, 25 minutes checking the patient, and evaluated the perineal area. Following and in the documentation, we spent 9 minutes.